In this episode, we square off with a mutant sumo. It seems lawyers are not welcome here. And Toast gets jump scared. Poor good boy.
Not only does he get a jump scare makes him have a jump scare, which makes us have a jump scare.
He did not like it.
Neither did I.
Thank you for coming back for Replay Reviews Horror Month. My name is Leah.
And my name is Scotty.
We are two friends who are here to replay, review, and analyze your favorite video games. And since Kathy has never seen the games before, it helps me view them through her fresh eyes. Almost like I am discovering them again for the first time.
It will be a similar experience for you.
Do I sound like Dracula or just Italian?
He's not Italian.
To nobody's surprise, I go into a cave to explore it. Inside, we find a drawing of a sculpture. I don't really know what that is. And then after facing off and exploding a mutant sumo, I don't know what else to describe that as, we find what may resemble a page from the Bible with the words, "Don't be afraid, just believe," written over it. And also more red paint. So not long after, I then find a shriveled body in a rowboat. Seemingly of no significance. I really thought that there was going to be something there. Climbing up a rope, I find two creepy goblins staring at me.
In the dark, we hear this humming sound, which Toast did not like at all.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I didn't like it either, but Toast no. especially didn't like it.
But yeah, that thing that was humming had to die.
It's gross. And if you're interested, it's at 7 minute 15 seconds on the gameplay video.
But you shouldn't be interested. So after killing the goblins and some icky babies, I find a book titled The Dark-Haired Man.
Is this a well-known book, like a cultural reference that I'm just missing, or is this...
It was written by someone called Sam Sound, and then it says in the wiki, who also wrote the survival guide, which is that thing I keep opening,
mm-hmm.
with the game's protagonist, us, Eric LeBlanc. So there's a book in this cave written by someone, like a colleague of the protagonist that we're playing as? That seems really odd.
I don't understand. So the colleague, so wait, what, do we know what the job is for the main character?
I don't think so.
What is this book? Is this a made-up book for the game, or is there an actual book?
I think it's made up. I don't know. Maybe we should just follow that under That's Confusing for now.
Okay.
And move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, continuing to explore this section of the cave, I find two heads, and then a judge scale painted on a sheet of paper. It seems like these men were lawyers.
I don't understand why there would be lawyers involved. I can see them being people on the flight of a previous flight that crashed, or maybe the same airplane. Do we also know where our destination is prior to the crash?
Not as far as I know.
This is a bit of a stretch, but I would assume if this crash was intentional, they maybe wanted to kill the lawyers because they were going to incriminate or expose something, so they had to die.
Were the lawyers on the flight, or were they here before? It would say in the gameplay, when I get close to them, it'll be like, oh, passengers from seat, whatever, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So let me open it up. They were on the plane.
Okay.
But on one of their bodies, we find a fortune that reads, "A dark-haired person who is trying to harm you will soon disappear from your life, and you will be extremely happy."
Is this dark-haired person associated with the Dark-Haired Man book?
That's what people think.
This is a bit of a stretch, but I'm going to say that the lawyers were maybe related to, like, family law about a case involving children. And you know these weird, force, icky people love kids, and so...
I don't know. Is this island a known place or not? Like, it seems like it was known at some point, because, like, the missionaries came here. But that could have been a while ago. It seems like it was a while ago. So I don't know. Is this a place people know about? Are they still sending people here, like the lawyers, to try to figure out what's going on? I think that's kind of a big question we need answered.
Looking back into part one, we are exiting from the back of the plane, so the front half of the plane is missing. Later, we see the front half of the plane, but the question is it the same plane that we were on, or is this the front of the plane of something else? So the question is, how many flights have crashed in this forest?
That was something I noted, is like it's the cockpit that we find, like, higher up on the mountain. Why are the two pieces so far away? That's suspicious. Or is it a different plane? Either way, something's not quite right. I find more missing passengers, more enemies, and then advance deeper into the cave system to find a pit of bodies. You loved that. And a big boy monster, which I kill. I also find a camcorder, which I use to watch a tape that I had earlier found called Opening the Artifact. And it shows like a big dark tower thingy that opens up, so we'll watch it real quick.
Many, many questions, but to start off, that shape and style of the artifact container is the same style as what we see in the caves, right? Is it just the same architect that's creating that style? Or is it that whatever container we see is a scaled down version of the cave and the whole pit that we're in?
And then it also seems like we've seen this shape painted or drawn on notes before.
Mm-hmm.
I think even those like skeletons were like bowing down to the picture of it on the wall.
Mm.
So I don't know. This seems to be an important thing, but it's in like a facility, right? Well, I find another tape pretty quickly called Lunch with Megan. Should we watch that one?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's Megan.
Yeah. And the previous video, was that kid also Megan? I don't remember.
I don't know, because they were standing up, weren't they?
But then how much time has gone by that maybe that kid who was there has now been cursed and now in a wheelchair?
I don't know if it's the same or not, but definitely kids. There's a common link with kids. But yeah, basically it just shows a girl in a wheelchair at some sort of facility. It's bustling. There's a lot of people there. This might help, though. I then soon find an ID badge with a company named Sahara on it. So there's like a corporation kind of thing going on here for sure.
Maybe all these videos are part of the lawyer's case.
Could be a corporate lawyer. Yeah. I do pretty quickly find another tape. This one's called Megan's Arrival. And it shows Megan in a helicopter flying by. It kind of looks like a castle.
So she still has an IV, and I'm assuming it's probably the same day as when she's having the lunch.
I don't know.
Timing-wise, I'm like trying to figure out, do we know the date or the timestamp for the different cassette tapes?
It's counting up how much like time it's filmed for, but there's no date, so I don't know.
And that castle thing, do you think it's like the scaled up version of the artifact that we saw?
Because
my theory is that maybe the artifact is just a replica of the massive thing that we see with the alien doors, and maybe this is the top half of it.
It looks like it could be. We don't get like a large look of it, because it's definitely not just like the side of a hill. Anyway, then I exit that cave. So I do decide, you know what, I'm tired of caves. I'm going to explore on in the daylight. I find a grave. Around it, multiple Polaroids of a sailboat, which happens to be in the water behind me. I then search the boat, where I find a yacht magazine, which has notes on the forest wiki. Okay, so I think the important piece of this magazine is that it's dated 1984. So it's been here a while. There's multiple timelines going on here for sure. I also find on the yacht a locked door that appears to require a key card. Not the one I just found earlier, I tried. A unicorn drawing signed by Megan Cross. So now we know Megan's last name. And also a milk carton featuring a missing boy named Zachary. I leave the yacht and continue exploring the island. But on dry land, again, I find... Oh, toast. I find shipping containers marked Sahara Therapeutics, which contain circuit boards, glass panels, and a shipping manifest.
I'm wondering if this company is just a front or a shell company that does things related to therapeutics, because why do they need like circuits and whatnot? What kind of company are they? Why do they have access to an artifact?
I feel like therapeutics is a loose term that can be used for shady, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels kind of outlasty to me. So another day of exploring, we find the front end of the plane, which we discussed. Inside, there's a flare gun and definitely real magazine. So there's no theories on the wiki about this, but it's toast.
He has a sumis.
He could pick a softball to play with, so wouldn't it be so loud? But no, he chose the lacrosse ball, and he chose to bat it against the closet doors. Anyway, so it says TV star's wife dies. It depicts a TV star with a young son, presumed to be Eric and Timmy, so us and our son, and it describes how his wife has recently died.
His being our main character's wife?
Yeah. It's even more confusing as to, like, why is no one coming to look for us? You know what I mean? Like, this would be news that that plane didn't land.
Maybe they are looking for us. They just don't know where to look for us.
Yeah. Oh, there's a date on it. Hold on. June 21st, 2010. Why would there be a 4 to 6 year old magazine issue in the plane about us? Any other thoughts on that, or should we just hold that and theorize when we learn more?
Let's keep going.
So I explore, head back to my base, make preparations, and then return to the cave entrance that I had recently found. Inside, I discover more missing passengers before taking out some creepy ickies. Is it me, or does this cave seem kind of man-made?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that maybe all these cave channels connect with one another some way, somehow, and in the middle of all this is the artifact at a greater scale.
Mm-hmm. I then find the second arm of Timmy's toy and a picture not long after that labeled cave entrance.
Is it important that we're finding parts of Timmy's toys?
I don't know. Okay. To be honest, I don't know. Is he leaving us breadcrumbs? I find another tape labeled side effects, so I guess we should watch that.
Oh my god.
So that's not normal.
Not at all.
It shows a kid, like, violently twitching, like, seizing, it's more than that, though. It's, like, bouncing.
Being possessed.
Yeah. But also looks like in the facility.
Why are the people there just watching? Did they do something to the boy? Or did something happen to the boy and then they're taking notes because they want to help the boy?
Yeah. I think this is where the missing children are going, though. I mean, I don't think we know that's Zachary, but...
Why test on children, though? Why not test on someone older?
It's a good question. Okay, so more alien doors. These doors lead to a terrifying cave sky bridge type thing, where I find the last piece of Timmy's toy, and I do get a trophy for that. I guess that's what we get. So entering through a third alien door, the sun begins to rise, and I see that I am in fact at the bottom of the pit. I am in the sinkhole. I find a crashed helicopter.
Maybe a rescue helicopter.
I go back inside, because there's just like creepy monsters in here. I want to make sure I find everything, which I do find a restraining order. So this restraining order was issued against Dr. Matthew Cross at the behest of Jessica Cross, ordering him to have no contact with either her or their daughter, Megan Cross. Megan is the daughter of a doctor.
Is she sick because the father performed something like a test trial on her and that's why she's sick? Or does he want to desperately help his daughter knowing that she's sick?
I kind of am leaning towards he was trying to save her. And so his insanity to try to save her pushed him into these odd things.
It would make sense that he's testing on other young children. And those are the side effects because he wants to do it before he tries it on his daughter.
I also find paint in a paintbrush. We're seeing a lot of paint. Red paint. It's weird. I don't understand that. I also find another passenger, a tennis player, whose pedometer I steal. And not long after that, I find the very last passenger on the manifest. So I guess they're all dead. Not really a good ending to that mystery. However, now only one objective remains. Find Timmy. Having been thorough inside this cave, I return to the pit and dive into some water that's there. and I pop up elsewhere to find another children's drawing, a Polaroid labeled keycard, and a tape labeled Armsy Breakout, which of course we're gonna watch. I shouldn't laugh. I don't know why it was funny to see that kid. It's really not okay that I laughed at that.
No, it's not.
But what we see is, like, looks like an observation room. And one of these, now we know they're called Armsies, it came from this, like, testing, whatever they're doing. It was in, like, an observation room, busts out, knocks over the wheelchair kid. Damn it, it shouldn't be funny.
I do want to clarify, do you think that they tested stuff on the Armsy monster, or was the monster already existing and then they brought it in to do some testing?
Based on the video, it looks like in that room there's like a bed and a dresser. I think this was once human.
Mm.
And whatever they're doing has turned it into an Armsy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they're really bad at what they're doing and they should just stop. Further along, I find another drawing, and immediately after, an alien door. Though this time it has a keycard monitor, which I use the Sahara keycard on. The door opens into a modern red hallway. So very big shift in scenery here.
Which, where is the electricity coming from? How do they have power down here?
Do you think this is the facility we've been seeing?
I think so. If not that, I don't know what else it could be, especially with so many Armsies nearby.
Yeah.
How are there so many Armsies? Did they do so many experiments that more than just one? Or are they reproducing once outside? Another question is, how are they escaping? How are all these things leaving?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's more than one entrance that they broke down.
Yeah, that's a good question. We know that the leggy lady can make those babies. But I don't... What do those grow into anything?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more than one kid.
But how many missing kids were there to be able to create so many monsters? And I get that it's probably closer to 30 years of time mm-hmm. between the yacht and whenever the TV star magazine showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But still, how did 30 years go by with minimal people noticing what's going on? Maybe some of them right. were employees of the Sahara Industries or Sahara mm-hmm. Therapeutics.
Yeah. And also, why are there cannibals that are not mutated? Are the cannibals a scapegoat to where it's like, oh, the children are missing because the cannibals ate them?
But how are they bringing children in? That's a... Like, there's not an indefinite amount of children available. They're...
Right.
The kids have to come here somehow.
And why wouldn't you just use the cannibals to test on? Like, we haven't seen any children cannibals. I don't know. I'm confused.
This part left me more questions than the first two combined.
Well, I don't really know what else to say on this part.
Yeah, I think this is it. We'll have to wait until next part to wrap it up and see if we find Timmy. Well, I'm going to call it Audacity on 1, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to send in any questions, comments, or game suggestions. You can find all our contact info on our website, replayreviewspod.com, or contact us directly through our site.
Did we completely miss something? Are we way off the mark? Or you just want us to take a deeper look at anything from the game? We'll tackle any topics you all want to hear in our season wrap-up episode.
We also have a Reddit where we discuss anything we're curious about. Go take a look and let us know what you're thinking. Our theme music is Condemned by Eggy Toast. They'll play you out, and we'll be back next week.